Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tier 90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts, by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the Digit 4 Anti-Aging. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial into 712-775-8972 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel of hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts for creating that TR90 lifestyle. It is a lifestyle change. This is not something you do once and never do again. It's kind of you build on it more and more going forward. I come to you with an education background, huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back several decades since I had grandparents when I was in high school that had heart disease and adult onset diabetes, and I didn't want to have either of those health challenges in my life, so I've done many things to prevent that over the years. Our panel of hosts, of which there are a variety, have talked about a variety of topics over the last 15 years, and you will find them archived at SoundCloud. So as I said, I'm a teacher by trade, and I'm always looking for additional information to share with you that will help support that TR90 lifestyle. So when you first start out, it is your one lean meal a day, 2 shakes a day, 3 snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least 3 of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. About 40% of the time I had to take them with meals because my life as a substitute teacher is really wacky. Running outdoors with breakfast in hand and supplements, getting to lunchtime, oh, lunch is getting delayed because I have problems on the playground or in the cafeteria. So my supplements at lunchtime usually got taken with my meal. So like I said, about 40% of the time, I ended up having to take those supplements with my meals. I had great results. Your results may vary. I was able to drop about 20 body inches within about 6 months. Didn't lose an ounce. So if you're looking to lose weight, that may or may not happen. If you're hopping on a regular scales, it won't give you the full picture. You have to have an Omron Wiving, one that gives you body mass versus muscle mass scales. Pictures, measurements, monthly definitely do help. Check how your clothes are fitting. So as I said, took those supplements with my meals about 40% of the time. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables, well, they'll give you macronutrients, micronutrients, and fiber. Your macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients, well, those are vitamins and minerals, and they do work in synergy with each other. And fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily. And if you're getting all that fiber, well, you need to think about getting up and moving. Exercise is the next thing that's on your docket. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. That's a minimum of 150 minutes weekly. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, 2 15-minute chunks, 3 10-minute chunks, whatever suits your lifestyle, and whatever exercise gets you excited, up and moving. Switch it up periodically because your muscles do get bored and then they don't, they're not working nearly as hard as it could be. With all of that exercise, then you need to start thinking about hydration. Hydration baseline starts at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of fluids, and then you build it up from there. And I say fluids because all fluids count towards your hydration level, but some of them have some negative offsets. So you need to think about water being the best. But juices, soups, and some of those things do count as well. And you need to have adequate hydration in order to get good sleep, keep things moving, clear out toxins, all kinds of things. So as I said, that's 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, 50 ounces is where you start, and then you build it up from there, depending on how humid it is outside, how hard you're working out, and several other factors. The last thing I recommend in all of my studies over the last 15, 20 years has been 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. And the reason I say that is everything I have read actually indicates that getting that adequate sleep actually sets you up for making good decisions, clearing out toxins, restoring muscles and tissues. There's a series of system resets that happens while you're sleeping that makes it really critical to make sure that you're getting adequate sleep. And if you're not getting adequate sleep, it's like you're functioning on 1 or 2 drinks of alcohol throughout the day, and that's not necessarily a good thing because it's not great for your decision making. So with that being said, today's information is coming from a book called Built to Move by Kelly and Juliette Sterrett, talking about 10 essential habits to help you move freely and live fully. We're still in the introduction, and they're trying to set up the whole book from there. 73% of adults in the United States are overweight, says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Here's another big number. According to the Health Policy Institute of Georgetown University, 65 million Americans report a recent episode of back pain, and some 16 million adults have chronic back pains, back aches. Now this, the Global Wellness Institute estimates that the fitness industry is a $868 billion business, and data shows that we're exercising more than ever. That seems like a big disconnect. If so many people are shelling out money to gyms, yoga, cycling studios, running shoe manufacturers, and the like, why are we as a country overweight and in pain? We've become fatter, sicker, achier, less fit, and are getting more joint replacement surgeries, and the list goes on. Part of this we blame on the messaging coming out of the fitness world. If you don't naturally take up physical activity, or if you have physical limitations, fitness recommendations can be daunting. Plenty of people end up doing nothing because they jump into what they think they're supposed to do, unprepared for the exertion, only to hate it or get injured and quit. We're happy to report that fitness trainers around the country are now introducing the mobility drills we've popularized to their clients, helping to prepare their bodies for working out, something that makes it both easier and more enjoyable. Still, many of those who genuinely love exercise and even elite athletes still haven't got the message that there's more to being fit than a punishing session in a gym or on the road. If you want to see how good your fitness regime is, runners, go take a cycling class. Swimmers, jump into a Pilates class. Yoga devotees, try CrossFit and vice versa.